Welcome to In the Silence of My Heart, a show where we meditate on prophetic word given through Kathleen McCarthy, which has received an imprimatur from Cardinal Justin Regarli and Archbishop Charles Chaput. Kathleen has been a Catholic lay evangelist for over 40 years. Her message of God's merciful love, the real presence in the Holy Eucharist, and the power of the Holy Spirit are central to the doctrines of the Catholic Church. So we invite you to stay tuned for the next hour and experience the healing power of God as He moves in our lives.
Well, praise God. It's good to be with each of you again. Had to turn those earphones the other way. It's a beautiful day outside. I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are and from wherever area you're listening from. And again, I just want to welcome you to In the Silence of My Heart. I also want to remind everybody that every Tuesday we are live streaming, and most Thursdays we are live streaming on Facebook. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're listening today and you like what you're hearing, then please hit share. A friend of mine, she saw online that you were, that we had a beautiful call, she not only called, but she was on the Facebook, on the chat, and she was from Ireland. And the person I'm referring to is my friend Anne. And Anne called me and she said, I think that you should have a let's share all over the country. So if we know someone close, if we have a close friend or relative in another part of the country, such as our new friend from Anne, who is from Ireland, then I would ask you to think about sharing it with those in other parts of the world. This is how you evangelize. This is what we do, and particularly now when we're on this closed down, shut down, whatever you want to call it. Of course, for myself, many of my, almost all of my speaking engagements are canceled because of it this whole year. And for the first time, was able to go up to New York, and we had a fabulous retreat, and it was up there about an hour outside of, a little over an hour outside of Albany, New York. And it was a blessing. It's up at Rosa Mystica, House of Prayer, and I will be doing an interview with Joanne shortly, as soon as we set that date up. Also, I want to remind everybody on June, I believe it's June 1st, I'll go check that date. We have Father Rick Heilman and, our Grace Warrior. So if you want to make a note on that, that we will also be having him. These are two people that I think are so much a part of God's message to the world today. So as I was requested to mention, I told her I thought it was a grand idea. So if you have friends in other parts of Ireland or Italy or France or Japan or China, where whatever country, please send it forth. Maybe Medjugorje. Hit a share button and share it to one of those people in another country, and one day, we will have people listening from all over. But that would be up to you. You see, I always tell you, this is your apostolate, and you are his hands, his feet, his voice, to get the word out. You are his evangelist for a time such as this. And so I would recommend that you would absolutely share that. Try sharing it with other people. Okay, I just got a note. It is June 1st for Father Rick Heilman, Tuesday, the 4 to 5 hour, June 1st. See, that's a good administrator. She heard me say it and brought it right in. So if you would pray for this beautiful house of prayer, I just went up to visit. Actually, I went up to give a retreat there. And I was supposed to do it last year with Father Jim, and I couldn't go because I was quarantined because I was exposed to COVID. And this year, it was rescheduled. We were both going to do it again up at Rosa Mystica House of Prayer, and Father Jim couldn't go. So they asked a local priest in their area who they had before for a different event. And he's done, he's spoken at events, he said, but not at regular conferences. So they asked him to come in, and he did the retreat. He did all the masses. And I'll tell you, it was a powerful retreat. And it just goes to show you how God pours out his spirit on his people. We just had a beautiful fit, and I did think it was a really excellent retreat. I think God worked powerfully, but as it turns out, from the emails I got and from the words that I got and the reception of the people afterwards, that blessed me in so many ways. They said it was a phenomenal retreat. So for all of you who are out there that were at that retreat, if you're listening in today or watching today, if you're watching on Facebook or you're listening in over the airways, then feel free to give a call today. Let other people know what you felt about the retreat. I will say, I do believe that Rosa Mystica, it's always been close to my heart. As a matter of fact, right here in my office here, I have a beautiful statue of Our Lady Rosa Mystica that I've had for many, many, many years, many years. And of course, my calling first and foremost was for priest when I first came into full-blown ministry. I was called to pray for a priest and minister with them and to them. And so here, as you may not know, or you may, Rosa Mystica, the apparition, she was telling the people to pray for her priest and vocations. So I felt many, many years ago, my friend Mary Lou, her mother gave me that statue so long ago. And she was very much a part of up there in New York at Rosa Mystica House of Prayer. So it's always been close to my heart. Two other times I was supposed to come up, and I couldn't make the dates. But this time, the Lord said he called me specifically for a time such as this. And so I was blessed, mightily blessed to be there. And the people were amazing. They were so, they were extremely welcoming, and they were just, the gift of hospitality was amazing. They spoiled me by showering me with gifts instead of me giving a gift to them. But it was just a beautiful weekend. So feel free, if you were part of that weekend, whether you're listening on the air, whether you're watching on Facebook, feel free to give a call in and give your insight into how the Holy Spirit worked in your heart that weekend, how God moved powerfully in you. So again, I just want to praise and thank God. Today's program, and this is another blessing, today's program, is sponsored by two friends. They're my music ministry for my Ad Lumina Christi each year. And I would like to make that permanent for other things as well. So tonight's program is being sponsored by Mary and Carmen Lando. They're from New York. And her special intention is... her special intention is for blessings upon Kathleen and her family and her apostolate. So, Mary, Carmen, if you're listening today, that's a special blessing to my heart that of all the intentions you could have, that you sponsored our radio program today for a blessing upon me, my family, and my apostolate. And I am forever grateful because I know the power of prayer. I absolutely know the power of prayer. So I would ask you to call in, Mary. I don't know if you were listening online. I don't, rather virtually. If someone was watching this past weekend virtually, please feel free to call in as well. And so, Lord, as Mary and Carmen Lando sponsor this program for my needs, and I would say God's perfect timing. So I want to praise and thank God for you offering your intention for me and my family and my apostolate. And I ask that that blessing come back to both you and Carmen a hundredfold for your generosity. You know, maybe you'd like to sponsor a program. What it is, I don't know if you know this, but many of our new listeners on Facebook, we do not take, I don't have a salary. All of my volunteers, Dennis here, he has his own business. He doesn't take a salary. And Harry, as well as Frank, they don't take a salary. I have one person I have to pay a salary to, and that's my administrator. And like I said, she's the only one that actually gets paid and has a benefit package. So truly, when I say to you, when you sponsor a program, that money actually goes right to the radio station for our time. And we've been blessed, mightily blessed. We've been on the air for almost 45 years. And in those 45 years, we have never once had to recoup or try to restructure by going off the air for a while and coming back. And when you are completely listener-supported, and that's what we are, when we're listener-supported, it's a big chunk of money to keep on the air. And, of course, only used to do it one day a week, and I would come in every day. And now, all these years later, I've stepped back some, and I come in and do the program myself, and I have given those that I knew had a gift, I've given them their program. And now I come in on Tuesday and do 2 hours live and on Thursday. So I just want to praise and thank God. Even Thursdays, I've been able to step back a day. And the second hour on Thursday, I have offered to Dr. Raimondo, and he does that program now at Monsignor Chifo. So I really believe that God is also giving me some freedom for a lot of different reasons. And of course, I run everything that I have to run for the apps for the whole ministry. I can do that remotely. And I just want to praise and thank God for what he is doing. But you can sponsor a program, and every cent of it will go to keeping us on the air. It's $215 a program. And again, it doesn't go to anything here, not to pay the rent, the electricity, upkeep of stuff. It doesn't come for any of that. It goes for our radio time. That's why I said you're really the evangelizers, because without you, my voice would be silent. Without you, all the voices of my broadcasters would be silent. And so really, when I get all these wonderful letters and notes and emails, and sometimes I'll read them over the air, it's really you. You forward the gospel so that we are able to evangelize and to catechize and to be a voice for those who have no voice. And that's what you're doing. You're furthering the gospel. You're allowing us to continue, because when you're completely listener-supported, it can be tough, and especially taking on another hour. And now we're on 2 hours, and we've been doing this now for 7 years. 2 hours this May will be 7 years. So I just want to praise and thank God for the way he has moved powerfully through this apostolate. I want to praise and thank God for each and every one of you, because, like I said, you are his hands, his feet, and his voice that continue to forward the gospel that stands lockstep with our teaching magisterium. And we are under the auspice of our one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And so we just want to praise and thank God for you. You are the best. There's nobody quite like you. All of my listeners, I've been saying in all these years, you're loyal. You're so loyal. You're so faithful. And I will never, ever take you for granted. And so, like I said, I myself don't take a salary. But if people sponsor this, a program, well, then it really, it helps stabilize us here, especially under these COVID circumstances. And I just want to praise and thank God. And to you, I mean, you know who you are. I don't even have any way to thank you. But if you're watching on Facebook, then I want you to look into my eyes, and I hope you can, as the gospel tells us, the eyes are a lamp to the heart. I hope you see in my eyes how grateful I am for the beautiful gift of anonymous, that somebody sent me something in the mail. They sent it anonymously. It was specifically for me. And I wouldn't even mention it, but I can't, I don't know how to thank you. And I know that it was somebody from Delaware, or at least it was mailed from Delaware. And all I can say, if you look in my eyes, you'll know that I will be eternally grateful. Our God is an awesome God, and he always gives us whatever we need when we need it. As Corey Ten Boom taught us, he doesn't give us the ticket to get on the bus until the bus is there and we need it. So to you, whoever you are, I am, first off, I was moved deeply and overwhelmed. And I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to your heart. And I pray that God blesses you 100-fold. So, again, I just want to praise and thank God. And if you'd like to sponsor a program, feel free. It really helps here. And it's just call here at the station, 610-527-2906. Again, 610-527-2906. Or you can call anywhere else, toll free, in the United States by dialing 1-888-343-2484. 1-888-343-2484. So again, I just want to praise God for all of you, our faithful listeners. You're beautiful. And to whoever anonymous is, that envelope was marked and sealed. I was like, what the heck is in here? It was, not only marked personal, but it was taped all over the place. My kids couldn't have gone into that envelope without a little trouble. So I want to praise and thank God for you and your generosity. Now, you are listening to In the Silence of My Heart, and that is when I read from the locutions. And this is another thing. When I think about it, I was this past Thursday at our prayer group, I had a prophecy, and then I had this locution come afterwards. And in this prophetic word that came to me, I really felt strongly, and it didn't hit me till I was on my way to Rosa Mystica. And for those up at Rosa Mystica, the House of Prayer, they have adoration, and they have the daily rosary, they have divine mercy, and it's just very, very faithful people that pray with all their heart, and they all have devotion to 24-hour adoration. So I was on my way up, and I was telling Mary B., who went up to the retreat, and actually I rode up with her. And I said, I had a sense that this, I should have asked Dennis maybe to, if he could transcribe it, because I said I felt it was meant for, there was a word in it for her and a word, and mainly to the people that the Lord was sending me to up there, Rosa Mystica House of Prayer. So I said, I know he couldn't possibly have done anything with it yet, but maybe he could send it by the end of the weekend. So I feel led to read it to the people, because I felt the Lord say to me, take this word to Rosa Mystica. So sure enough, I pick up my cell phone and I dial Dennis, and I said, hi, and I said, by any chance, you wouldn't happen to have transcribed the, this was now Friday morning, you wouldn't possibly have had time to transcribe the prophecy as well as the locution from Thursday night. But maybe if you would do it before the end of the weekend and send it to me, I feel like it's, I should, I really feel the Lord's call me to share it with them. That the first prophecy was meant for them. He said, isn't it something how God works? He said, Kathleen, literally, I am sitting in front of the computer transcribing your, that locution and that prayer and that prophecy. So anyway, I read it and I took it up. And somebody up there printed it out for me so I could read it to the people. And I'm just going to, instead of opening one of the books today, I just really feel led to share that, well, we'll share the second part, the locution. But I really want you to see how personal our God is. These are specifically people that work, and it is an effort to do that 24 adoration. And I think they do it, I don't know whether they say once a week or once a month. But I want to share that with you today instead of opening up a book. And I still have the original draft that Dennis sent to me. And I'm going to read off of this today, because I just want you to see how personal our God is. And again, we are live streaming on Facebook as well as going out over the airwaves. And if you're listening today through Facebook, chat around. I'll open my phone and see what I can see, who's on there. And God is good. And also hit share. And if you know people in other parts of the, you know, other countries, other parts of the world, then be a real evangelist and hit that share button to them. So this is what I really got the word to bring to Rosa Mystica. And this would apply to anyone when you hear it, but specifically the Lord told me to take it to them. To you who spend so much time in adoration of your God, I see the depth of your love. I feel your love and your tenderness. I feel within you the sorrow of all those who do not know me, do not recognize me, and do not love me as you do. But because of your steadfast love and devotion to my most sacred heart and to my mother's most immaculate heart, many are being drawn back to the fullness of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Yes, I'm talking to you. You who literally enter into my love, you who literally rest on my heart, continue to do what you are doing, for many others are coming home to the church, because you are in steadfast prayer for them. This will be their safe haven. So I say again, it is through your devotion to my most sacred heart that I infuse you with my love and with my gifts, that you might draw others to me by pointing the way in which they should go. If you knew how much I love you, you would not be able to live. You would be overwhelmed. It would take your breath away. But I tell you, I love you with a love that is beyond all measure. So although I felt so strongly this was to be read to them up at Rosa Mystica, to all who spend time in adoration, I really feel that's a special calling God has given you. And so I hope it speaks to your heart as well. And this was the locution Thursday night. I want you to have eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart to receive this message. I want you to know that I'm calling you. I've been preparing your heart, your mind, and your spirit for what is ahead, the storms that will come. And I tell you this so you will know that I spoke about it beforehand to prepare you. I would not have you fear. I would not have you be afraid. I would not have you be filled with anxiety and fear. I would not have you worry. These things are not of me. Think about it. Who really wants you to be afraid? Who wants you to be filled with fear and anxiety? Who wants you to be stirred up and worried all the time? When you are worried, when you are afraid, when you're filled with anxiety and fear, you then focus on your problems, on your circumstances, focus on yourselves. So can you see, it's not I that wants you afraid or worried or fearful or anxious. No way. I want you to be at peace. I have come to give you a peace that goes beyond all understanding. I've come to give you a peace so that you might, in the midst of your problems and trials and situations and circumstances, in the midst of the turmoil and the storms that will come, that would have you fearful or worried or afraid, you will turn to me. And others will then see you at peace in the midst of the storm. You turn to me that I might work all things together for a greater good, that I might use your hands to reach out and invite others to come a little closer, to use your feet to bring my word to others who are in such desperate need. It is in your heart that I want others to see my love, my mercy, through your heart. And when you're focused on your trials, on your pain, or on your sufferings, when you're focused on all those things in the world that would rob you of peace, the economy, the chaos in the world, the hatred, the anger, the bitterness, the vitriol, the violence, when you see all this evil that's taking place, and yes, even in the church, you will not fear, but you will begin to pray like a warrior. You will begin to fast and to pray that when you go forth, you will bring my presence to everyone you meet. For they will no longer see you. They will no longer recognize that fear, that anxiety that they always saw in you before. They will see a peace that goes beyond all understanding. In the midst of such turmoil, in the midst of trials, in the midst of all the world's chaos, they will look at you and say, in the midst of everything that will be going on, surely it is the Lord. And those who have given up, those who have walked away, those who thought that I gave up on them, those who felt their prayers weren't being answered because I was not hearing their prayer, so they thought, they couldn't be more wrong. They will rejoice because through you, truly the only body I have on earth, will resonate with my presence, will resonate my love, will resonate the power of the Most High God to restore, to renew, and to pour out upon the earth grace upon grace and renewal like we've never experienced before. This I will do. Will you do what I ask? Will you love me? Will you trust me? Will you have patience to be faithful, to pray unceasingly? You will see the glory of your God, and I will fill my church with new glory, and I will come, and I will renew the face of the earth. Praise be to God. So that was from Thursday night's prayer meeting at Corpus Christi. And I hope this blessed your heart as well as it blessed that first one, blessed the hearts of all those who were listened to it up at Rosa Mystica House of Prayer. So I just want to take a little break. Don't go away, please. We'll be right back.
This is Father Dermot Roach of the SMA Fathers, the African Missions in Boston. From the first time I spoke to Kathleen, I recognize the special presence of the Holy Spirit in her. Kathleen exudes a confidence, joy, and truly a holy boldness in her unique style of evangelization. I've been blessed being part of her retreats, her preaching, and her teaching, especially sharing the Word of God with her on Thursday afternoons on The Holy Spirit is With You. The many gifts that Kathleen shares with us in ministry are a testament of her humble surrender to God's will and mission for the church. She's a simple instrument, becoming Christ's eyes of compassion, Christ's feet walking in humility and goodness, and Christ's hands of healing and blessing the wounded, the lonely, and lost souls on this earth.
We thank God for our one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, where Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and in sacrament. Catholic Radio shares in the ministry of the Church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And in his sign, Catholic Radio, has been doing so for over 30 years. Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through Catholic Radio and the Internet. With God's grace, His Word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. In His Sign, proclaims the culture of life loud and clear in a culture of death. The ministry's mission is to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice, proclaiming the truth that will set all people free. To our faithful family and friends who stand with us, thank you for being missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your monthly support of prayer and financial giving, our mission would not be able to continue. Our mission voice would be silenced. To our new listeners, please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010, or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, we're back again. You are listening to In the Silence of My Heart. I just want to tell you, I had a moment, as you could see, and I was reading some of the comments on the chat. And, you know, your comments encourage me to do what God has called me to do as well. And I also just wanted to acknowledge some of these. Christina McGee, Amanda Deo, Carla Lombardo, Carmen Carmen Lando, as well as Marion Marcico. Isn't this a beautiful name, Aldana? Aldana, blessed to have you on board. Kathy Giusti and Marie O'Reilly. Don't want to go through the whole thing. Pam Swaker, Kuntz. And it's just, for my heart, Anita, it's just so beautiful to be able to read your comments and so encouraging. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for not only watching and listening, for all those out there in my listening audience. You're so faithful, so powerful in your prayers. And I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, as you have joined us here now, I have, bar none, the most powerful prayer ministry here. And God has done a mighty work by blessing all of you. And I know you join me, and when I ask you to pray for something, you're lockstep with me in those prayers, and I am forever grateful. As we do on Tuesday, and I'll continue into the second hour, but as we do on Tuesday, I open the phone lines. Why? Because I really and truly do believe, and it can only be a short phone call, of course, because, you know, it's on Facebook, it's listening live, so we have to be able to continue to move forward. We can't have elapsed time of me just sitting here silently, but I appreciate your calls. And if you would give a call in and you want to share something on your heart, then please do. That's why I open the phone lines. You know, so many times people will call in and say maybe how that locution touched their heart, and then how it really, maybe something I said, or how it really moved their spirit or touched their heart. And when that happens, and they share what's going on in their life, other people then realize, well, then maybe that really was God talking to my heart. Maybe it wasn't me making it up in my mind. Maybe the Lord really was giving me ears to hear and a heart to receive, as he said in the locution. So please, this is your next hour and 20 minutes. Feel free to call in and share your comments, your thought. Again, our phone number here is locally 610-527-2906. 1-610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free by dialing 1-888-343-2484. Again, 1-888-343-2484. You can call from anywhere else. That includes, you know, for the next, till we go off the air today. So give us a call. I'd like to hear from you personally. That's why I do this. Although this is my time, I want to share that time with you. So again, give a call. Speak from your heart. You might have the very words someone is waiting to hear. So I'm going to take this call right now from Mary. Mary, you're on the line.
Hey, okay, thank you. Kathleen?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for your sponsorship today.
Oh, of course. I wanted to let you know that Carmen and I are always interceding for you every single day, for you and your family and your ministry. And every opportunity that we have had to serve with you has blessed us beyond measure. So we're just so grateful for that. And I'm so glad to hear you're doing retreats still, and you're doing one this past weekend. And, you know, God is always doing a new thing, and we believe that so sincerely. And we are, for you, always available. For the Lord, always available, whatever he calls us to. Because, you know, I always say God is already past the if stage, and he's on to the when. So when is it going to happen? You know, it's going to happen, but when?
Right.
So we just thank the Lord for you. And we bless you. We ask the Lord to bless you every single day in your ministry, your words, your prophetic words, and all that you do, your healing hands. I mean, it's just God is so powerful through you, and we see it.
Aww.
We know it. We believe it. And we just thank the Lord for that. And anytime we can serve with you, our answer is yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary. That warms my heart. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes.
And you
Amen. You know what the gospel says, let not your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith in me. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
You know, we like to be, in a sense, that have that holy boldness like you do. You know, you encourage us.
Oh,
in
thank
a sense
you,
that
man.
You have that holy boldness. And we love to have that holy boldness, too, and just proclaiming the truth.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So we love you, and we thank you for all of your ministries in every way, shape, and form that you minister to people. And so we just ask the Lord to bless you, your family, and your ministry today and for all times.
Oh, thank you. May that come back to you a hundredfold on you and Carmen. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. You have a beautiful day. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now, see, that was easy. Give a call. Love to hear from you. Phone number here again, locally, 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. And we'd like to hear from you. Why? Because I believe it was a prompting of the Holy Spirit quite some time ago when I decided to open up the phone lines for you. That he wanted to use you. He wanted to speak to others from your heart. So, again, just give a call here. Like to hear from you. And I'm just always so blessed to see all these different people chatting away here. And, you know, I often think, do you really realize just how special you are to the Lord? Do you realize that not one of us has it all together, but as the saying goes, together we have it all? You are, I incorporate you into this Catholic radio apostolate that I have here. Why? Because you're an integral part of it. Without you, my voice would be silenced. Truly. It's through your underpinning this Catholic radio apostolate to forward the gospel. It's you, through your prayers, through your financial support, and through the many sacrifices that you have shared with me that you do to bless this Catholic radio apostolate. You know, we don't have, you know, most of your radio programs, and they're all good. I'm sure. I don't know who all you listen to, but I know if they're on there for in the gospel, it's good. But they have some big nuts to crack, and they have a lot of financial, you know, they pay big salaries. I know that for a fact. And I just wanted to say to you, it's not a competition, but I also want you to know that every cent of your dollar here doesn't go to pay high salaries, because we don't have any salaries except one. The rest pays our bills here for the, and it's a little studio. We are always in need of updating our equipment. We have radio time to pay, and phone, electric, gas, just like you do in your house. So if you would be so good to remember that you are a part of this Catholic radio apostolate, and every dollar you send here, some even big or huge organizations, a small amount of that dollar goes to the running of those businesses. Right? Here, every cent Every single cent goes into the ministry, every cent, because there are no salaries except one. And so it pays all the bills. It continues to forward the gospel. And we're just so blessed, so mightily blessed of your faithfulness. You know, I have a call on the line, but I'm going to share this to you. Many, many years ago, I didn't know what, never heard this expression before. When I went down, when I was first took over the apostolate, and I did come kicking and screaming. So you might be called yourself to ministry, and you feel like, well, that's not really what I feel like doing. That's not what I thought God was going to give me a ministry or give me a gift that I really didn't necessarily want. But he's the boss. And sometimes when we're uncomfortable, he wants to move us out of our comfort zone. As St. Benedict said, we weren't made for comfort. We're made for greatness. And Dennis or somebody out there, I will take that water. I must have left it out there. But when you're talking 2 hours straight, nonstop, you get that itch in your throat. So I just want to say to each and every one of you, think about what God is doing in you and through you. So I was with the Cardinal, went down and met with him, and talked to him about me taking over the apostolate. And after I got done talking, we were supposed to have a short little visit. We wound up having a couple-hour visit. He was wonderful. And belated happy birthday. If anybody's listening, it was just his birthday. And he said to me, after we talked for quite some time, he said, you know, Kathleen, what I do love, he said, you're a mountain mover. And I never heard that expression before. I said, what does that mean? He said, you have the faith to move mountains. You're a mountain mover. And so, my brothers and sisters, you and I, we're mountain movers because we believe in the power of prayer, and we believe that when God says he will give us everything we need for whatever he calls us to do, then he will do it. He does what he says, and he means what he says. All he wants from us is, here I am, Lord, send me. Or here I am, Lord, use me as your instrument. Now, my right hand in there, who's my instrument, as well as God's instrument, is waiting for me to take this call. So I'm going to, right now, go to Pat. Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you?
Beautiful message today.
Aww.
And I just pray that, you know, God's love will truly flow through me so that I can always be an extension of his hands and his feet and his mouthpiece and just spread the good news to all those that God puts in my path to stand firm and not to be afraid to speak the truth always. Yeah. And Kathleen, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I have another something that I wanted to share that it was very sad, and I've had a heavy heart ever since I heard about this. But a woman from our parish, 45-year-old woman, on Tuesday gave birth to her sixth child. And sadly, very sadly, her uterus ruptured and she died.
Oh, my goodness.
And they named the baby Blake. Now, with Mother's Day upon us and these six children without a mother, it just, I can't tell you how it has just pained me. And her husband depended on her for everything. I didn't know her. I just heard all about this on first Saturday. But we've been praying, you know, for the family and, you know, trying to get some things together that we could help out in some way, our Flame of Love Rosary group. But I just know that this family is going to need a lot of prayers the day of the funeral, there was a person that was watching the baby, and she had to call up her best friend and said, I can't get the baby to stop crying. Would you come over and help me? And so I just pray for that father for comfort and peace and strength and for all her beautiful children. She was a beautiful girl. I got her prayer card, beautiful smile. And the church was just, that when we were coming out of Mass, they were just, throngs of people were just going in. The parking lot was filled. It was just something to see. I never saw so many easels go up with pictures that were just went on, and it just they just were all over.
Wow.
But I'm just asking Kathleen for prayers for this family.
Absolutely.
I don't know her husband's name, but I know her name is Cheryl. And the newest little baby is Blake.
Is it a girl? Baby or
Blake,
a boy?
A boy. So now she has three girls and three boys.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go into prayer, Pat and Sheila. I'm going to take your call, and then we'll pray for Cheryl and her husband and little baby Blake and his siblings. So, Pat, thank you so much.
God bless you,
Kathleen.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sheila.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Sheila, I'm going to take your call.
Sheila, you'll have to take the turn your radio voice off.
I'm going to turn it off. Okay.
Okay. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was thinking today of and telling a friend from Wildwood, Karen Palmer, who used to help us down there at the conventions, the story of when I wasn't feeling well in October 2013, and I walked down the hallway and I got prayer from the ladies volunteering in the music ministry, which was Carl Granieri and his wife, and then I saw you and Pat standing in the room praying together before you went out to speak. And I had you pray for me, and then I just walked back into the hall with no ill effects, and I was going all day long. And that's just how God rolls.
Amen.
When you need prayer, ask somebody for it.
There you go. Beautiful, Sheila. And so true.
I also got a scripture that I thought he wanted me to share with you today.
Sure.
I heard it for the first time today, and it's Deuteronomy 1:11. Now, let's see where 11 is. Okay. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times over and bless you as he promised.
Mm.
And I'm asking God to make this promise come true.
Amen. Well, we all join you in that prayer 1,000 times over that he will bless.
1,000 times over.
Thank you so much.
Encourages contributors. They can give the tens, the hundreds, the thousands, whatever it is to anoint and bless your ministry, but 1,000 times over the gifts.
Amen.
Gifts that he's given you.
Oh, thank you. Praise be to God, Sheila. You always have a word in season and out of season. May God continue to bless you.
He is so good. And I just want prayer for friends who are living fearfully of all their issues, whether it's a virus or a heart issue or something. I would like to see the spirit of fear, wrong fear, bound, and the spirit of right fear, honoring God, loosed on all my friends who have that annoying fear.
Okay. Will do. We got to go take a break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to pray for these intentions. Don't go away,
God
my
bless.
Friends. God bless you, Sheila. Bye now. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.